Nebiel episode 37. Hiya.
Hello.
Bonjour, hola.
Ayo.
How are you, Lee?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Not bad. A bit hot and bothered.
Oh yeah. And I'm suffering from hay fever quite a bit, so if my voice is a bit ropey.
My skin's a bit red as well. I had a day off on Friday, and I fell asleep in a park.
Oh dear. Was you waiting at a popular dogging spot or something?
No. Funny story though, last night I got an Uber back from the train station because the train stopped several stops early. And suddenly we went down a dirt track, and I genuinely thought it was like the sort of location where there would be dogging. And like the car was bumping about a lot because it was such a horrible track. And I was like, this is it. This is where I get murdered.
Yeah, it could be.
That's quite a good way to do it, become an Uber driver.
And murder people.
Well, if Fred West was still around, he'd be an Uber driver.
There's got to be a serial killer that's a taxi driver.
I reckon Jason Statham.
Jason Statham is a serial killer.
Taxi Driver 4, yeah. That's the plot.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, but secret. Then, I've leaked it.
Then again, when do I watch a Jason Statham film?
I heard a comedian the other day, and he said the best thing. He said they've got it all wrong with Jason Statham. They should call them Jason Statham 1, Jason Statham 2, Jason Statham 3. And then when it uses in the Fast and Furious films, they should call it Fast and Furious 8, brackets, Jason Statham 5.
That's funny.
And I think that's the best, yes, they should.
I enjoyed that a lot, and I very much agree with it.
I agree with it.
Well, you know what you're getting with a Jason Statham film.
You know you're going to get action, you're going to get him hooking up with some hot bird by the end, and you're just going to get him saying really cool shit in a cool accent.
Yeah, and a bit of fighting, bit of
that
Jason
diving
Statham.
Body physique.
Yeah, ooh, hello.
Some threatening language, oh.
Yeah, exactly. Hard man.
It's got it all.
It is. Who do you think... Ah, sorry. Got really itchy. In fact, do you know Jason Statham was born near me?
Yeah, I remember you saying that. And I remember the first time you told me, I was a bit like, that seems weird, because his accent doesn't sound anything like it's from Mansfield.
Yeah, well, he moved when he was 5.
Jason Statham was born in Mansfield. It sounds like a Wikipedia entry, doesn't it?
It does sound like a Wikipedia entry, and that's the only reason I know it. It's a Wikipedia entry.
Hi, I'm Lee. Wikipedia. Hello, Siri. Can you tell me famous people born in Mansfield?
Go on, ask Siri now. But...
Why is it not working? Does it not work when you're on the phone?
Oh, it might not. Oh,
Siri.
Yeah.
Siri. 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 No, it doesn't work when you're on the phone.
Are you serious?
Oh, wait, I've got it on my laptop.
Oh.
Enable.
Richard Bacon's born in Mansfield. He'll be one.
Siri, tell me famous people born in Mansfield.
Found this on the web for me, famous people born in Mansfield.
List of people from Mansfield. Robert Aldous, stage and television actor.
No idea.
Samuel Jebb, physician and literary scholar. Probably born in Mansfield. I want accurate.
Rebecca Adlington, Richard Bacon will both be on there.
They are, yeah.
Alvin Stardust?
Probably, that's quite a long list. Harry Thompson, professional footballer. Right, this isn't great content. I'm vetoing this.
Oh. It's quality.
Is there anything
content
you want to ask Siri?
What time's my bedtime?
Siri, what time's my bedtime?
The time is 20:48.
That's not my bedtime.
I think it's lying, isn't it?
Siri, tell me a football joke.
I asked my new friend to meet me at the gym, but they never showed up. I guess the two of us aren't going to work out.
What was the joke? I didn't hear it.
I asked my new friend to meet me at the gym, but they didn't turn up. I guess the two of us aren't going to work out. Classic.
That is cool.
I've got something for you. Bring.
Hello.
Hello, it's the Mayor of Belper. I heard that you were in my town today, Lee. I was wondering if you could do the travel board advertisement for it.
Do I have to?
I'll give you 5 guinea.
Five guinea.
Yep.
Make it seven and you've got a deal.
You can drive a hard bargain, Mr. Wilkinson.
I know I do.
What else do you drive hard?
I'm not going to comment.
The car in the morning. I've seen your tickets. I'll waive them if you do this.
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
I want you to do a travel advert. Tell me the things that are good to do in Belper. Advertise it. Really show off what amazing town it is.
I think it's a village.
Whatever you need to do.
You're the mayor, you should know.
The mayor of Belper.
Belper
We're
hasn't.
trying to get the upgrade to a town. We're going to build a cathedral and we'll become a city.
Nice.
Okay, I'll leave you to do this. Bye.
Oh, you're going? I wanted some help. He's
No,
gone.
Lee, I think the mayor's instructions are quite clear. He wants you to do this.
Okay, well, there's rivers, there's a lot of
This
nice
isn't very
restaurants.
advertising. Do it more showy. If you were listening to an advert and someone went, "I've come to London, there's rivers."
Come to Belper, there's rivers, there's a lot of nice restaurants and pubs and places like that. There's a Wilko's and several charity shops. There's a big Morrison's, and I regularly get petrol at the jet garage.
It is
There's
a town. It's a town. The mayor
yeah.
was right.
There's a lot of nice places to walk around and a lot of fields. You can There's a place where you can row boats on one of the rivers, and yeah. Thank you. There's one nightclub there called Hackett's. But
Exciting.
there's no fast food restaurants open at the time it closes.
Wow, that would sell it to me. No
Yeah,
fast food
I
restaurants.
once had to bargain with the security guard to a takeaway that had closed through the door, and he managed to get me some doner meat and chips because there was still some that was warm that they were going to throw out.
Did you say, "Please, sir, I've had a lot to drink and I need some fried food."
I need some nice warm food in my belly. If I don't get this, I might throw up or even worse, die.
My hangover might be 1.5 times worse in the morning. Please, sir.
Without that sweet, sweet doner kebab meat. Don't
Oh,
hold back
brilliant.
on the garlic mayo, Buster.
Oh, classic. Well, I think the mayor will be happy with that.
Yeah, it's very middle class, very middle class.
I love it. Should we start the show and then we can get into some fun and lols?
All right, yeah, okay then, let's start the show.
Have we got an advert this week, or is Belper
An
sponsoring us?
advert. Guess what, Ben?
What?
It's coming home.
It's coming home. It's coming. Football's
Ball's
coming
coming
home.
home.
Do you want to try and a cappella this? We'll try and harmonise.
Okay.
So if you go low, I'll go. Or do you want to go high, and I'll go low?
Think I'm better at low, aren't I?
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Football's coming home.
It's
It's coming
coming home.
home.
It's
It's coming
coming home.
home.
It's
It's
coming.
coming.
Football's
Football's coming
coming home.
home. Oh, Jesus Christ. Great band. Football's
Oh.
coming home. It's Nebbio, episode 37. Woo! Jeez, jeez, jeez.
Thank you. So then, by the time I'd finished the book, I was covered in jam, had no shoes on, and couldn't tell you the way home.
Paddington does that to you.
It really does.
Usually it's marmalade, but symptoms can vary.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you can't find any marmalade...
Jam.
Yeah, jam.
Jam. Jam, what? The poor man's marmalade.
Marmalade is jam, though, isn't it?
Effectively, yeah.
But they just call it something different. It's orange jam.
Yeah. I don't know what the difference in brewing is.
I think it must be the same. It's just a different flavour.
Because they both have lots of sugar and they're kind of boiled and all that rubbish.
Yeah, they must be. It must be the same.
Well, you don't get strawberry marmalade, do you? So it's just, it's different, it's because you're using oranges.
Yeah, so that
or
must...
limes.
Oh, can you get different flavoured marmalade?
I think you get lime marmalade.
Oh.
I think what we're proving right now is that we don't know much about marmalade.
No, we don't know very much at all. If you know much about marmalade, please get in touch. Neb, what's
the... Oh, because it's got juice and peel of citrus fruit. Boiled with sugar and water.
So it's just citrus jam.
It can be produced from kumquats, lemons, limes, grapefruits, mandarins, sweet oranges, and bergamots. What the fuck are bergamots? Bergamot? Oh, it's a type of orange.
That's interesting. So it is just citrus fruit jam.
Yeah.
It's called marmalade.
Do you like kumquat?
I've made a kumquat before, but I don't necessarily... I don't necessarily like them.
I've made a cum squat.
Have you made a squat cum?
I made a cop cum.
Oh, did you see the other day in the news?
What?
About those two painter and decorators that had spent the whole life saving up to climb Mount Everest together. Did you see about that?
No, I didn't.
They did. So they'd worked together for like 30 years in this painting and decorating company they had. They saved up to go to Everest. They climbed it and then they died of hypothermia. They should have put on a second coat.
Jesus.
Because the painter and decorators.
Yeah, I get it, Lee.
And
do you want to hear my bad football joke?
Go on.
That will go fit very well with that.
I'm ready.
Do you know what my favourite type of football food is?
I don't know. What's your favourite type of football food?
A bacon Mbappe.
Oh dear.
For you listeners that don't know, there's a football player called Mbappe. You need to know that to get the joke.
Oh, right. Well, that actually, quite nicely, leads into something that I wrote down.
Yeah.
Because you're not a partaker in the alcohol beverages.
No, prefer my liquids non-alcoholed.
Yeah. 0%.
Zero, yeah. At most 0.5.
Beck's Blue.
I hate Beck's Blue, it's horrible.
So what is your so instead of alcohol, I presume that you'll have snacks while you're watching the big games. What's your favourite?
I tend to drink tea, actually.
Oh, of course you do. I was going to say, yeah. What's your favourite football snacks?
Have you got jokes?
No. Oh, it was just a chat.
Oh, just general.
Just a chat. Just an area of conversation.
Well, usually, because I'm in the office when I'm watching a game, I don't tend to watch in my free time, I have been eating, you're going to hate me for this, Oreos and drinking tea.
Oh, why?
I basically treat it like an afternoon match of rugby. Like, I've got a flask. I don't have a flask. If I had a flask, that'd be amazing. And the flask in the office, because the kitchen's too far during the game. No, that's my genuine answer. What sort of snacks? You're probably having pork scratchings, you dirty bastard.
Oh, I've been craving pork scratchings for a week and a half.
I've not had them for so long. I do actually really like them. I've not had them for so long.
I do. I think on Wednesday when I go to the pub, I am going to eat them.
Just pub on a Wednesday, but the match is on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to watch England.
It's coming home.
It's coming home.
Yeah.
I'll...
That's their new name. That's their new name. England, three lines on the shirt, is coming home.
By Badil and Skinner and the Lightning Seeds.
Come on, England, it's three lines on the shirt, it's coming home by Badil and Skinner.
I found, my friend found this football song I've never heard before, and the chorus is, pork pie, sausage roll, come on, England, give us a goal. Oh, and God. It's awful. It's the videos, these blokes dressed as Elvis in a pub singing it. And they keep going, there's a bit where it just goes, oh, we've got a corner.
The worst one I hate, have you heard the one that Ricky Wilson and Freddie Flintoff have done?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's so bad. I can't remember what the song they've done is. It's, it goes, oh, it's rah, rah, Rasputin, but it's like, ha, ha, Harry Kane, coming up the wing. It's so bad. He's gonna score some goals.
Oh, God. What's your favourite football song?
Of all time?
Yeah.
It's Coming Home, followed by Shout, followed by...
Which Coming Home? The 96 or 98 version?
Badil.
Well, they're both the same people who do them. It's just two different...
Above Shout, Vindaloo. I love that. Oh, Fat Les.
Yeah, Vindaloo is the ultimate. Me, my mum. Vindaloo!
It's such a lad song, isn't it? I love it. It really liberates me when I sing it. Just, ooh!
Just makes me feel different.
And then there's some really good ones, by the way. Have you seen the German ones from the 1980s, I think it is?
No.
So basically, back in the day, like, instead of just having a song and then being like, this is the official anthem, they used to get the whole football team lined up behind the musical artist.
I've seen.
They did this in England as well. Yeah. And then they get them to sing along to it. But there's some really good ones from the Germany. It's in the 80s. And it's like a team of, like, white Germans. And then in front of them, there's three black, like, hip-hop artists. But 80s hip-hop. And it's like, you know, got like the electronic thing. They're like rapping along. And then like the footballers sing the chorus. But they're doing like, you know, they're like, turn to the side, click. Turn back to the other side, click. They're doing that like all really awkward dance behind them in their football suits. Oh, it's awful. I need to send it to you.
That does sound good. Well, World in Motion as well.
Oh, that's quite good. I don't actually know.
The world in motion, and there's nothing we can do. I, for the Euros last time, I saw New Order while the Euros were on, and they didn't play that.
What?
That's very upsetting, isn't it?
That makes me sad.
They should do it, even if they just do it at the Euros. I mean, when the Euros are on or World Cup's on. Do you know what I mean?
You know what my favourite World Cup song is?
Go on, Anton Deck.
Wacko wacko, hey hey. Da, 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 da. This time for Africa. Da, 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 hey hey. Da, 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 hey hey hey.
This time for
Africa.
We're on the ball, that's the best. We're on the ball.
We're on the ball. Oh, jinx, we did that exactly the same time.
Oh, I've made one of those BuzzFeed-style quizzes to see...
I love this.
...to see what England footballer you are.
Go on.
Okay, then, are you ready?
I'm very excited for this.
Where is your dream holiday?
South America to Patagonia.
What?
You're Kyle Walker.
No, there's five questions. Don't worry. I'm making an educated guess from the...
Patagonia in South America.
Right, okay. That's entered into the system.
What were you... You probably had like Malaga, Zante, Ibiza, Skegness.
What was I going to say? What do you think... Sorry, I'll reword that. Do you think pineapple should be on pizza?
No.
Is that a no?
Yeah. Your Deli Alley.
Or was it a yes?
It was a no. I really don't like them all. Right. No.
Okay.
No.
Are you good at football?
No.
No, okay.
You're Marcus Rashford.
Are you more of a Joey Chandler or a Ross?
I don't know. I have not watched Friends. What do you think?
You're a Ross.
What, just because he's the nerdy one? What are you? You're Monica.
No, I'm Chandler, I reckon.
Yeah, no, you're Gunter. Is that the name of the cafe guy?
Yeah, I'm not Gunter, mate.
You're the... Is there a monkey? Is that... Have I made that up?
No.
You're that.
I'm... Anyway, you're Ross's baby. Anyway, we're in the middle of a quiz, Ben.
Yeah, sorry.
The results won't be correct if you...
If I fuck
about.
Around, yeah.
Which is the best lunchbox cheese? Cheese string or Baby Bell?
Oh, mate. You properly fucked me over that.
Well, I've asked like BuzzFeed-esque questions.
I'm going with what, if I had it for a whole meal, what I'd be happy to eat.
For a whole meal?
So, like, which one I'd be happy to...
You have it as a snack, like, with your sandwich or wrap or whatever.
Oh, I do, I do, I do, I do. I do, but I'm trying to think if... Because I love them both with a wrap or a sandwich or whatever. But I'm trying to think of which one I would have. If I had lots of it, I wouldn't mind eating lots of it.
Go on, then.
I'm going to go cheese string.
Oh!
Imagine this, minute 43, you're still eating cheese strings. I'm still having fun. Look, I've got braids now.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Look, I've got fangs.
Yeah. No, I'm 100%.
Look, I'm a walrus.
Choo-choo, ka-choo. Right, okay. Let me enter all the information into the system.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
And you've come out as Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
Oh, yes! I always wanted to be Ruben.
Because you are regularly in the main team, however, will only be remembered through the records of yellow cards.
Oh, sick bants. Love it.
Did you enjoy that?
I did a lot. Who did you... When you did it earlier, who did you come out as?
Vardy.
Vardy? Really?
Obviously.
Did you watch his wife in the jungle?
That was his wife, not him.
Alright. is that football lad done?
I've got a bit more later if you want. I don't fancy...
Oh no, I
want
to do... I'm really loving this. Let's
I don't,
do it. Let's
I don't
do it
fancy
now.
Lad stuff at the minute. We'll go into something of yours. Go into something of yours, mate.
Right, to completely change up the tone, welcome to Ben's Acting Tips.
<Da-da-da-da>. Okay, it's good. I'm quite excited.
Right, Lee, you can do this with me. Okay. Listener at home, hello, you can do this too.
Hiya.
So what you're going to do right now is you're going to put your right hand, or you can do left, I don't discriminate.
Okay.
You're going to put it into the OK shape.
Right,
so
okay,
like you
shape.
Pitched your fingers, and then what you're going to do is you're going to separate your thumb and your forefinger.
Yeah.
And now you're going to put that onto the bridge of your nose.
Right.
And then you're going to close your eyes and slightly furrow your forehead.
And slightly what?
Furrow your forehead, so make your make creases in your forehead.
Right, okay, yeah.
Like you're really thinking hard.
Yeah.
And then what you're going to do, you don't need to, no, the bridge of your nose, not the tip, the top bits, like
oh,
where,
right.
your, glass,
Sorry.
Where
Sorry.
Your glasses would rest. It
there
won't affect
go.
Your voice.
There you go, that's better now.
And then what you're going to do is you're going to say, it's been a hard day. And then you're going to remove that and you're going to look away wistfully.
Okay. Father, it's been a hard day.
fucking hell, that was incredible, Lee.
Thank you, thank you.
I've got goosebumps from here. I love acting.
What's your favourite bit of acting?
When I get a standing ovation at the end of every performance.
Not the hot babes.
All those nipples, yeah. Classic.
I did enjoy that. Maybe we should do.
Did you enjoy that? I will get you some more acting tips, because you got to get ready for your role in the pantomime this Christmas.
Yeah, well, I've got that, and then just after, I've got 3 months in Emmerdale.
I would love that so much. That would make my life.
And in November, I'm playing 3 dead bodies in Casualty over different days.
You'd be, like, seriously, I'm not just saying this, you'd be so good at, like, having a climbing accident in the first 5 minutes, and then you end up in hospital. And they go, what's wrong with you? And you go, it hurts, I need painkillers.
Give me pain. And it turns out I'm a junkie or something, and done it just.
Yeah,
it'd
be like, you're all rubbish in here, I just need painkillers. And then they're like, are you addicted to painkillers? We're going to send you to the psychiatric unit. Like, you're all rubbish at your jobs, I just want heroin.
Give me heroin.
Oh, mate, I'm picturing soap awards right now.
Oh, thanks.
Roses thrown over you, but not in a vicious way, and with the thorns cut off.
Right.
Or protect your precious body.
Oh, that's cute.
do you want another one of mine, or should we go to
yours? Yeah, we'll go for one of yours again.
So Lee, did you watch Good Evening Britain the other night?
I didn't. I very much wish I had, because
it was. I watched it on mute, and I kind of wish I'd had the sound on. Although it was probably funnier mute.
It was genuinely a McFadden's Cold War.
Yes. Without editing, and honestly, I think whoever was the celebrity book of that episode deserves an MBE.
An MBE,
I've said it. But...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it had Piers Morgan, Susanna Reid, classic.
Yeah.
Then it had Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV for some reason, who... David Ginola, Danny Dyer, and then for some reason at the end of the table, there was Pamela Anderson, Ed Balls, Jeremy Corbyn, and then who else was there? Oh, and... Harry Redknapp was there. Oh, and then they kept on crossing to the Emmerdale pub where Andy Peters was. It was like the 90s had never ended on ITV.
Well, it's just not very, very odd. Very, very odd mixture of people.
The weirdest bit was that for the interview section, they decided to bring them over in pairs. And for some reason, you'd think... they'd pair up Ed Balls and Jeremy Corbyn.
Oh, no.
Both ex-politicians. No, they paired up Jeremy Corbyn and Pamela Anderson.
I bet.
Why?
They got on like a house on fire.
Oh, bet they traded numbers at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be.
He's probably doing Pro Plus with. He's probably doing Pro Plus with Pamela Anderson and David Hasselhoff this weekend.
Yeah, I reckon he is. He's going to put it in his vegetable sandwich.
Listening to reggae. Oh, classic. But the funniest bit of the night, and you probably saw this, there was Danny Dyer got asked about Brexit, and he went viral by calling David Cameron a twat and saying Brexit means Brexit seems to be some sort of riddle, like no one knows what Brexit actually is.
Yeah.
So it kind of seems to me like Danny Dyer is now woke.
Okay.
So the question is, what is he now solving?
What's he solving?
What world crisis is he now solving?
Let's
find out in Woke Danny Dyer.
Danny fucking Dyer.
Alright, I'm Danny Dyer. I'm now going to solve the Rohingya crisis in Burma.
That sounds more like Ross Kemp to me.
So, they're so different. I mean, polar opposites, mate.
Yeah, I know, that's why but Ross
really
Kemp's
different career trajectories as well.
Really different. I mean,
one did EastEnders and then did Hardman documentaries.
And one did Hardman documentaries and then did EastEnders.
Yes. Yes. Mental.
It really is.
One's been cast type and the other's been cast type.
Typecast.
Yeah. So what's Danny solving now?
World hunger.
He's solving the Me Too crisis by nutting Harvey Weinstein in the fucking head. It's the first nut that Harvey Weinstein's not given himself.
Yeah, I heard there was a nasty incident with Steve McFadden, Phil Mitchell.
Brilliant. Classic.
And that's why he wasn't in Hateful Eight.
Oh. And finally, I heard that Danny Dyer is going to sort out the class divide by calling everyone a cunt.
No matter where you come from. If you're a cunt, you're a cunt.
We can all agree, yeah. Cunt. So there, that was that.
That's all right. I think we could probably do a bit of work on that for next time. But it's a nice
idea. If there is a next time, yeah. It was very much a spur of the moment. That was funny. Go on then. How many more things have you got?
We'll do. I was just going to ask your favourite football pundit.
Chris Kamara. Chris Kamara. Oh, yeah.
Cammy.
He's on every advert at the moment. Have you heard it?
Yeah, our pub. My local
yes,
one.
Yes. Yes, I know what you're about to say. Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. It's a.
He came in the other day with it. He came in the other day with it, and he was like, and every time they tried to change the conversation, they were like, what do you think of England's chances? And he's like, well, I was down the pub the other day drinking unbelievable, and I think England have a good chance.
Fantastic.
He was exactly what you'd expect, honestly.
There's
same off air as on air.
There's an amazing, it's not amazing, but there's a football song that's by Fat Les who did Vindaloo. They did a comeback one about 10 years ago with Lily Allen.
Didn't they call themselves like Thin Les? Change their name?
Oh no, they did do that for the Olympics.
Oh, that was it. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah,
go on.
But then they did this one. I think it's called. Oh, what's it called? I think it might be called Fish and Chips or something. And there's a bit in it where they're just listing loads of things that are really British. And there's like, they're like, The Clash, Sex Pistols, The Rolling Stones, The Beatles. And then they say, Chris Kamara. And then Chris Kamara's in it dancing with them in the middle of the street.
Brilliant.
Song's very awful, though.
It's about
the chorus is about who invented football, and they keep saying who invented football, and then there's this camp guy who's just in a pink suit the whole time who just goes who invented poo, and then after each one they say something different, but one of them says your mum invented poo. it's the best banter I've ever heard in my life. And I just wish it was in a better format.
Yeah, that explains a lot about Alan. I'm going to go to Lou quickly. I will be back in a minute.
All right, okay. Oh, konnichiwa.
Oh. So, hello. I'm a hay fever sufferer right now. And my eye is swollen. And my nose is running. Runny, runny. Nose is running. Oh. My girlfriend's messaged me asking how the recording's gone. I'm doing it now. I've got wrestling on. It's from 2002. It's Steve Corino versus Terry Funk in a barbed wire match. Yeah, it's not much going on. I'm just living my life. Living my best life. Living la vida loca. I'm just suffering. I'm a sufferer. Suffragette. I'm a suffragette. Sorry.
Oh. Steve Corino just pretended to hit a fan. That was unexpected. Been watching Glow, the new series. It's good. I've been meaning to watch Flowers. I've been watching the fishing program. Bob Mortimer and Paul Whitehouse's fishing.
It's very good. It's a very good show.
Oh, hello. Hello. Bonjour. I'll talk to you about that. How good is it? It's nice, isn't it?
I really enjoy it. I haven't seen the second episode yet because I've been too busy, but I'm going to watch it tomorrow afternoon. And I am very excited.
My friend just described it as absolutely joyous, the best, the most pleasing way to spend half an hour. And it is, isn't it? It's just a lovely show.
Someone in the Times wrote the review of it, and they said it's like The Trip for people who are too scared of Steve Coogan. And I think that's the perfect way to sum it up.
Yeah, I agree.
Although someone said it's a documentary, but it would be so much better if you thought it was a documentary for the first four episodes, and then like by the fifth and sixth episodes it got really fucking dark.
Oh, I hope so. There's potential.
But no. There is potential, but I don't think it will. It's just a nice show, isn't it?
It's just a lovely show. I want to watch the second series of Flowers as well, but I haven't watched any of that.
Yeah, me too. I've just started, I managed to watch two episodes of Glow the other day as well.
Yeah, I have four episodes into Glow.
Oh, really?
I'm going to watch one after this.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. It's as good as the first series.
Yeah, I thought that from the first two. So
yeah,
I'd be surprised if it got really shit someday.
There's lack of wrestler cameos though. There's a lot of wrestlers that popped up in cameos in the first series.
Yeah, but like, because I remember you after the first series, you were like the wrestling moves were shit. But wrestling's kind of a side story, isn't it?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's just the vehicle for it to use.
It's a vehicle for their drama.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Right, what have you got? Because I need to go have a wash soon, because I smell.
We can end it here if you want. I'm happy, yeah. I've had a good time. Talked about Glow.
Oh, you happy to end here? Oh, exciting.
What did you say?
Did you say you're happy to end here?
Enter.
End here.
End here, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Are you happy to end here? It's been an alright episode.
I am. I think we've got 45 minutes, that's yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, exactly, that's alright.
So, the other day, I've been tired at work, I decided to get some of those, like, Barocca type things.
Right.
You know, the vitamin things.
Yeah.
So I put that in my drink and then drank it, and I didn't realise that, basically, because there is loads and loads of vitamins, you'll go for your next wee, you'll...
Oh, is that
most
what made
out?
You it go
yeah,
green?
So I started weeing and it came out green. So I quickly got out my phone and was like, this is hilarious. I'm going to send this to Lee because Lee always sends me his bodily functions. you haven't in a while, to be fair, luckily. So I sent that to you and then you like sent back your colleague and it really made me laugh, basically doing like the go to the hospital. And it was really funny. And then I proceeded to do a green wee again a couple of minutes later. So I did it again, and oh, it's just too funny.
I was surrounded by girls, and they all saw you wee.
It was brilliant. It's been lovely catching up. Sorry for the delay in episodes. We will try and keep them more regular.
It's peace. Coming home.
Love you, listeners. It's coming home.
Bye.